Okay. Hi, welcome to another podcast of Edge God In. We're grateful that you're taking the time to edge God back into your life, because we all know there are plenty of shiny objects that distract us from those moments of refreshment that we seek before the Lord. So we encourage you today to tune into one to three things that you feel are good reminders for you to pull through your life, for you to identify and adjust behaviors that you feel would be beneficial to identify and adjust in order to make more space to the focus of our lesson today, which is truly learning how to listen before we respond in from a place of humility and trusting God versus a place of ego, edging God out when we need to own, control, possess, analyze, interpret, and conclude. And when we listen to be heard versus listen to be to understand the person that is speaking with us. And that's simply the place of humility, that we are here to encourage and inspire one another. And that takes humility to allow our ability to hear first and then speak. And so I'd like to just begin with a quick prayer, inviting the Holy Spirit for focus this morning. Again, if you haven't visited our site, please come join us at edgegodin.com. That's edgegodin.com, where you can find past podcasts along with other information to be able to help you edge God back in. We also have a one sheet for these Bible studies that can give you a little more focus as you're going through the replay, perhaps a couple times, to get the points in that make a difference in your life. Father God, we just thank you for another gift of life today. We just invite you in to the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. Grant us the grace to make you recognizable in everything that we do today moving forward. And also help us to have the strength to be able to be quick to hear and slow to speak, knowing that you speak most profoundly when we are still before you. And wisdom is gained in stillness and reflection. And that takes a grace in this world, particularly in the midst of the fame game and the shiny objects. So we pray for the grace of pause, the grace to be able to reflect and then respond. In your most precious name we pray, amen. So I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Dr. Stella. You want to just help us to jump into this amazing lesson? Yeah. There's lots of good information here.
Paris, this is an amazing lesson and a good one for how to proceed with instruction and how to know good instruction. So the question, I as I paused for a moment and I was thinking, I am a lecturer, I'm a professor, I teach a lot in my job, and so does my colleague and sister in Christ, Lauren. And how do we as Christians view instruction, and how should we be using instruction to our best benefit? Well, it just came to me, maybe a lesson on this would be inspirational for others that are trying to understand how to give instruction. And we know that when giving instruction, it's imperative that, you know, we see different ways of doing it, but instruction manuals are used. We also often use sequencing words like first, second, finally. But many times when we're getting this instruction, we're not sure if it's an appropriate instruction or if it's clearly articulated, right? Sometimes we get it and does this mean anything to me? Should I be listening to this? Should I be, you know? So it leads to doubt, confusion, angers, or lack of success, a successful outcome, which is what we all want to do. We want to be successful. So one of the things that we should always realize is that we need to look to the source of how we accept and receive the best godly instruction in all of the experience in this thing called life. So there are three areas that I think in simple ways that really be receive instruction and understand instruction the best way. The first one is listening. The second is accepting. And the third one is gaining, so you can gain this wisdom. So I'm going to dive deeper in the first area, and then I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Lauren, go into the second area. But the first area of instruction is, this is a big one for a lot, especially those that articulate a lot and speak well. We like to talk. It's a talent of ours. We like to share information. But sometimes, we're not taught to do, which is even a greater gift, because you're able to absorb and expand knowledge capability and have really successful outcomes. People that are really good listeners have better conversations because they because they're listening to what they've heard people say. So what does God say? God says in Proverbs 19:20, listen to the advice and accept instruction so that you may gain wisdom in the world. He says this because he realizes that this wisdom helps strengthen us to uncover areas of misunderstanding. It also allows us to improve relationships. So one of the things I'd like you to ask yourself is, do you listen more than you talk? A second thing is, are you allowing instruction to take time inside of you? And are you understanding the instruction and preparing for the future? Because one of the things we do is we go through this thing and we talk, but we're not listening. Lauren?
Yeah, that's awesome information. I mean, how often do we truly listen and to be able to formulate our position? Mm-hmm. And to speak from our position rather than listening to understand. A true marking of a great leader is one who does listen to understand versus listening to be understood. So the second area of instruction is accepting. Too often there is so much information outside that literally can create that sense of distraction and deception if we're not careful. And this is simply a prayer, just simply asking God, dear God, protect my ears from misunderstanding information or being distracted by information that takes me away from serving and glorifying you. Just protect me from those shiny objects that cause me to subtly edge you out of my words, my thoughts, my deeds, my actions. So there's a lot of instruction in the world. Do we know if it's godly instruction? So taking that time of temperance to be able to pause when information comes in, particularly when we're asking for direction, to be able to pause before we take action on any direction that comes into our lives. And as 1 John 4:1 says, don't believe every spirit. Test the spirits to see if they're from God, because there are a lot of false prophets that have gone out into the world. And I'll tell you what, mm-hmm. Satan knows exactly what your love language is. Mm-hmm. And he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So it's very, very important that we take that pause for discernment. God gives, dignifies us with freedom. And so the power to make decisions on our own, this freedom, we must be managed by instruction given to us by God. Listening and pausing and discernment is essential when new information comes into our lives, as well as new opportunities. Too often, especially if we're fueled by unbridled ambitions, which I am, I'm an unbridled ambition recoverer.
I am too.
My name is Lauren Miller, and I'm an unbridled ambition and vain conceit recoverer. And so to be able to pause for discernment, to seek more information, to see if it's good. I was just doing that earlier today on something. See if it's good, if it's right, mm-hmm. if it's pure, and pray about those things before stepping forward. Ephesians 6:14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girded around you with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. This means we're protected by truth and righteousness. And it also means that we have to use Jesus' teaching as our guide and reference to acceptance of good instruction. So here are a few questions to ask yourself. The first one is, are you evaluating the source to make sure it aligns with godly principles? Again, that's that pause before taking action, to be able to pause and ask for God's guidance. Do you want me to do this? Is this how you want me to spend my time? Are these the people that you desire for me to do this project with? Should I go for this promotion? Too often we just go with our instinct and impulsive behavior rather than pausing. And the next question is, are you asking God to be your guide? This is again along the lines of pausing and inviting God, edging God back in. And how can I do this more often in my daily life? Before you begin your day, simply ask God to give you the grace to listen twice as much as you speak, and to listen for wisdom and invite God in before responding. Just simply saying, as someone's speaking, if you're conflicted, pausing and even saying, give me some time to think about this so that you can regain your wisdom from God before moving forward. And so, Dr. Stella, take us into the next one.
And the last area is gaining wisdom. You know, there was a Harvard Review article that I read once, and it talked about how seeking advice is central to effective leadership and decision-making. And that many times we use passive consumption of wisdom, and that it's better that when the exchange between hearing and receiving is beneficial to both sources. So if you look at 2 Timothy 3:16, 17, it says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for good work. So basically, God's telling us that it is our duty to listen to what we're hearing and seeing if it's in these corrections, if it's righteous. You know, similar to the accepting stage, what are we listening to? Is it equipped for good work? Many times we go through this thing in life and we just do things and we don't see the source of good in it. It's important for us to see if this is good work. The second thing in Proverbs 4:13, it says, God says, keep hold of instructions. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. So instructions is important for our life. It is our life. It is something we are supposed to take and gain wisdom from. So ask yourself these questions. Are you taking and seeking the advice of others to gain better wisdom? What is your purpose for getting instruction? Is it the ego? Is it to benefit others, myself? Think about how we're getting this. Is it making us wiser? Also, do you hold and value the instruction you're getting? You know, it's important to have that value in everything that we're doing, especially when we're talking about godly principles. Does it align with that? And lastly, are you going to apply these three areas of listening that we talked about, accepting, and gaining in your life forward for the better will? These are important things. And I think instruction, and Lauren, chime in, we being in leadership hear a lot of things. And plus, we're also we're knowledge-based individuals. We always want to continue and learn. We absorb everything. But some of what we absorb, we need to guard ourselves with. God says put on that armor and protect ourselves because there's a lot of things out here.
No doubt about that. And also, God just knocked me on the head a while ago and said, your pursuit and hunger for wisdom, we both of us are education buffs, and it's like one program after the next. When is enough? God really called me back to the simplicity of, listen, you started to gain your greatest wisdom and your greatest source of wisdom in the scriptures when you were 17 years old, regardless of any education that you've pursued in your life. Mm-hmm. You lack nothing with my word. And that kind of brought me back to, I got the Bible app, and in between transitions, I just put on the Word of God, because that's where I get my greatest wisdom. I mean, we hold degrees, and you know, that's great for methodology and skill sets. The true wisdom that we get to take with us beyond the pine box exists within the scriptures. And to ask God and not to doubt, as we're told in the book of James, don't doubt when you ask for wisdom, because the man who doubts is blown here and there, but have confidence. God will give you the wisdom, particularly when you're asking for wisdom of that and discernment of the Spirit. What would you have me do?
Yeah.
God knows that his will in our lives will bring us the greatest joy and freedom. And so when we pause and ask for that wisdom, show me, dear God, how do you want me to spend this next hour? Yes. How do you want me to show up in this next hour? So I'm going to close in prayer here. Dr. Stella, do you have any closing thoughts before I...
No, I totally can relate to that last story, because I know that it's almost like a self... We constantly strive to better ourselves. You talked about being 17 years old, where you're just developing, right? You just got into teenage years. Everything's coming at you. But that's when you were saved at that point, and so was I. And that's when I did get most of my wisdom. A lot of my wisdom came from that. It wasn't my degrees. Yes, degrees help with the theoretical aspects, but it's the application of knowledge that makes your degree important.
Absolutely. So I'm going to close in prayer here. I encourage those people that were with us today, go back with the intention of just grabbing one or two questions that really resonate with you and use those as reflection before you go to bed. Because when you fall asleep, the last 10 minutes that you fall asleep, it actually drops into your subconscious mind during the psychological reparative state of sleep. And so it's a very, very powerful time to set the intention that you'll wake up with the next day. So as you reflect on one or two of these questions, to be able to really anchor the experience of listening to understand versus listening to be understood. Father God, we just thank you for this time today to really reflect on how we can edge you back into our lives. Grant us the grace of pause. We just pray for the ability to step away from our positionality in life that causes us to really flare up into those animal planet moments of defending our space. If people don't understand us, if really majority of our frustration, Lord, comes from our desire to be liked, right, and understood. So we just pray for the grace of temperance and humility so that we could step away from that insatiable desire to be liked, right, and understood, and grant us the grace to lean our entire personality into you, knowing that with you, we are complete. We lack nothing. We don't have to be right, liked, or understood when we know that our identity is complete, lacking nothing in you. And you died to win us over. Give us the grace of surrender today, the grace to be able to pause before anything that we do and increase our desire to want to seek you more in life. We pray that you would increase our desire to want to invite you into every moment before we move into any project, conversation, or situation in our lives moving forward today. Thank you for the gift of life. I'm in this incredible Earth School experience of learning how to live for you versus ourselves. Give us the grace to edge you back in more today than yesterday. In your most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you guys for listening. And again, go to Edge God In, www.edgegodin. Look at our Bible study guide. Look at some of our posts. You'll be blessed. Thank you.
God bless. Enjoy your gift of life.